السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ. نحمده ونصلی علی رسوله الکریم، اما بعد. قال النبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم: من قرأ یاسین فی صدر النهار قضیت حوائجه، او کما قال علیہ الصلاۃ والسلام. There's so much more that can be still said, and inshallah, if Allah Ta'ala wills, it will be said with regards to the dua which we have been discussing over the past few days. Hasbi Allahu la ilaha illahu alayhi tawakkaltu wa huwa rabbul arshil azim. But today, just now in the salat, it came to mind that I should say something about Surah Yasin. Now, as far as this surah is concerned, it's not unknown. It is a surah which even little children know. Surah Yasin is, the men know, the women know, the children know. For different reasons they know it. The majority of the people know Surah Yasin because they feel that it is the surah that should be recited when a person is in Sakrat, is about to die, as if that was the only purpose for which the surah was revealed. But the fact is that indeed it should be even recited at that time. Allah Ta'ala makes the death of the person easy with the recitation of Surah Yasin. But this Surah Yasin, which Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala revealed, He did not reveal it just for the recitation at the time of the death of a person. I've discussed it at length in my majlises. Some of the ayats of this surah also, we have made extensive tafsir of it. But what I want to get across to you in this morning session of duas is that just as we recite it at the time that the person is about to pass away, we should recite it for the pleasure of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala only, not for any niyat that if I read this then I will get this, if I read this then I will get that. Recitation just for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. Tilawat of the Quran Sharif as we make for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. In the same way, Surah Yasin should be recited in the mornings solely for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. Then the barakat and the blessings of this surah Allah Ta'ala will give us. All the barakat and the blessing that is there in the recitation Allah Ta'ala will give us. But because of the niyat that we will make for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, then it will bring us double reward. It is just like a person who is building a house. Now if he puts a window in that house and somebody asks him that, why are you putting this window pane here, or why are you putting this window? Then he says, so that the breeze will come in. So there's nothing wrong. That is the purpose. That is why we normally put up a window, that the light comes through, the breeze comes through. So if the person makes the niyat of light coming through and breeze coming through, then that's all he will get. He will get breeze coming through and he'll get light coming through. But if he makes the niyat so that the voice of the muazzin, the sound of the azan may come through and I may go for salat, then even if he didn't hear the sound of the azan, but all his life until that window will remain there, he will get the sawab of having put it for that purpose. See how Allah Ta'ala wants to give. According to the niyat of the person, Allah Ta'ala gives tremendously. So this surah, unfortunately, with the radio stations, with the television, with the newspapers which are delivered in the early part of the morning, people have forgotten that this is a surah that we should first recite in the morning. The moment the person goes home, after Fajr Salat, if the newspaper is there, then he starts reading the newspaper. He forgot about Surah Yasin, forgot about Tilawat of the Quran Sharif, forgot about everything else. Or the person will switch on the radio and start listening to CNN or BBC. Or he will switch on the TV and start listening to the programs that are coming there. Whereas as little children in the early 50s, I remember, we were only 5 or 6 years of age. In the early 50s, 51, 52. And from that time I remember that our parents in the morning, they used to say, you cannot go to school or cannot go to madrasa, first must sit and read Surah Yasin. They used to teach us Surah Yasin from the beginning. We didn't even know why they used to teach us Surah Yasin. But those parents, because they had the khawf of Allah Ta'ala, they had the love of deen, Therefore, at that age, they should start teaching us Surah Yasin. It's only after we got a little bit of sense and a little bit of knowledge that we understood that why they were teaching us Surah Yasin at that age. Then when I went to India in 63, it was summer time there. So in summer time they have the beds outside. At night they sleep outside because of the humid weather. The whole village, you find people have lined up their beds outside. The women folk inside the house, the men folk outside. So in Fajr time, after Fajr Salat, when we used to return, then you find everybody sitting on his bed, they got Quran Sharif open, and the first thing they're all reading Surah Yasin. How beautiful the scene it used to be. 50, 60 people lined up there outside because the village has got all houses together, and everybody is reading loudly Surah Yasin. So what is this Surah Yasin? Al-Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says it is the heart of the Quran Sharif. It is the heart of the Quran Sharif. If the heart stops beating, then that's the end of life. If the heart stops beating, it's the end of life. The Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says it is the heart of the Quran Sharif. Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wasalam is reported to have said that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala recited Surah Yasin and Taha 1,000 years before the creation of the heavens and the earth. Allah ta'ala himself recited this surah. So when the angels heard this recitation from Allah ta'ala, what a recitation that must have been, which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala himself must have been making. If a good Qari is reading the Quran Sharif, so many people accept Islam. When Qari Basit used to read in foreign lands, so many people used to accept Islam just upon his recitation. Rasul-e Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his tilawat of the Quran Sharif, the Sahaba-i Kiram's recitation of the Quran Sharif, read about those incidents. Nevertheless, so when Allah Ta'ala recited Surah Yasin and Surah Taha, then the angel said blessings upon that ummat upon whom this Quran, this Surah Yasin and is going to be revealed. Blessings upon that ummat upon whom these surahs are going to be revealed. And blessed are those hearts which will memorize these surahs. And blessed will be those tongues which will recite these surahs. How much of blessings Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has kept in this recitation. Said they will be blessed. We all want blessings, blessings. This is what Allah ta'ala's Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says. Blessed will be those hearts which will memorize, and blessed will be those tongues which will recite. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, he said that it is my desire that this surah be in the hearts of every believer, in the hearts of every Muslim, in the hearts of every ummati of mine. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says it is my desire that this surah should be there. Now we have to check that have we fulfilled this desire of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. If a person is about to die and he makes some wasiyat, then the children are very concerned about that wasiyat. That my father at his dying time, this is what he said. This is how you should distribute. This is what you should do. The mother, this is what she said. The wife, this is what she said. Any person that is leaving this world, if he says something and goes, then we take that very seriously. Now here Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he is expressing one desire and one wish of his, that he is going to pass away from this world, he is going to go. The Hayatun Nabi we believe in, but Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam passed away from this world at that time. So he informed the ummah that this is my desire, that those who are living and after me also, those that will come till the day of Qiyamah, if they say they are my ummati, then they should memorize this surah. It should be in their hearts. Should be the hearts, in the hearts of the children, of the women folk, of the men, of the old and the young. Now in the ummah today, how many people have fulfilled just this one wish of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to memorize this surah, which is not even difficult. If a person starts with one ayat a day, within a few months he can memorize the whole surah. And if a person has got a good memory, it doesn't even take time. So we are not old for learning all the laws of the country, business regulations, tax regulations and implications. For all that, we don't say we've gone old. But when it comes to the memorization of this surah, then we will say that now we are gone old, where can we memorize? Our days are gone. But if the person has got love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he says, my Nabi alayhi sallallahu alaihi wasallam desired that I memorize this surah, so therefore I am going to make the effort. After that, whether the person learns it or he does not, whether he remembers it or he does not, but at least he will get the reward of having made the effort to memorize that which Nabi alayhi sallallahu alaihi wasallam desired that the ummah should memorize. And then there are so many benefits. So Nabi alayhi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that man qara'a yasin fi sadrin nahar qudiyat hawaijuhu. We all want that our needs of the day must be fulfilled, everything must become easy for us, our business must give us barakat, our homes they must be barakat, in our lives they must be barakat. We want risk and sustenance easily, we want cure from sicknesses and diseases. So Allah's Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he informs us that if you are going to recite this surah in the morning, Allah Ta'ala will fulfill your needs for that. The needs of food, drink, clothing, shelter, whatever are the needs, if we read it with yaqeen, then Allah Ta'ala will fulfill those needs. So make it a habit of recitation of Surah Yasin every morning. There must be no nudging of a person to, or pushing of a person that, or pressurizing a person that you must read, or that only if we are in a gathering and Surah Yasin is recited, then that time we participate and read. There must be that love for the recitation of this surah. And read in the hadiths of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, although some of those hadiths may be questioned by the muhaddithin with regards to the usuls of hadith, that they are za'if or qawi, etc. But the fact is that if you have to put all those hadiths together, then for different needs, this surah has been prescribed. For different needs. And so many people over the years, the same Surah Yasin, when they recited it with yaqeen and with faith and with trust in Allah Ta'ala, and they made sincere tawbah from their sins, then Allah Ta'ala found a way out for them in their problems, and He provided for them from sources unknown to them with the recitation of this surah. The person who is in Sakrat, Allah Ta'ala made that person Sakrat easy when the people recite it with yaqeen and with iman and with the hope of those rewards that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has promised. So when you're going now, go home and first thing recite Surah Yasin if you haven't as yet recited it, and make it a habit of your life. And it's not going to benefit Allah Ta'ala in any way. We are going to be the beneficiaries. Whatever we do in the form of ibadat, zikr, tilawat, sadaqat, everything, it is just there for our own selves. Neither does our ibadat benefit Allah Ta'ala in any way, and nor does our sin harm Allah Ta'ala in any way. If we sin, we are doing injustice to our own souls, and if we do good, then we are doing good for our own souls. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give us the tawfiq of the recitation of this Mubarak Surah, not only in the mornings, but at other times also, and together with it, the tilawat of the Quran Sharif, to whatever extent is possible. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين. Let us read the dua of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, which encompasses all duas of his life. Allahumma inni as'aluka min khayri ma sa'alaka minhu nabiyyuka Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, fa'a'udhu bika min sharri ma sta'aza minhu nabiyyuka Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa antal musta'an وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله.